It's just the lean meats from different sections.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of meat that you have in the morning for breakfast?
Bacon.
Is that... when you talk about bacon, do you refer to the section of meat or the sliced?
Well, really, bacon is... It's really the middling. Mm-hmm. It's that section from the side, I think.
Well,
I think most all bacon is from the side to the hog, which we'd call middlings.
Would you talk about a side of bacon or middling of bacon? Or?
You'd say a side of bacon, maybe. But it would be the middling, really, is what it did. And, of course, your hog's jaw, sliced hog jaw, which a lot of people use as bacon, is actually, see, the section from the hog's jaw. A lot of people use that as bacon and refer to it as bacon, but it's really hog's jaw.
You mean, when you talk about bacon just now, are you referring to that sliced meat?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And in the grocery stores, you can even buy the sliced hog's jaw as bacon, or you can buy the sliced middling, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, the kind of meat that you might boil with greens?
Hog jaw is usually what we use.
What if it's meat that's got a lot of fat to it?
Well, I've heard it referred to as fat back, but I don't know.
Any other names or things like fat back?
No, I don't. Just the hog jaw is usually what we refer to it. I can't think of that.
What about if it's got streaks of lean to it?
Well, middlings, the middling would have streaks of lean, but of course you might have the sliced ham or shoulder, which would have lean, but the middling would have lean too, so I don't know.
Do you ever hear of white meat or sow belly or chuck meat or anything like that?
Yeah, I've heard of sow belly, but I actually don't know what that would be unless it is still part of what I call the middling, because when you cut that hog down like this, and when you cut that section out, you've got, that's still the middling. Mm-hmm. So some people might call it sow belly.
What is a sow belly? Is that fat meat or lean meat, or have you ever seen it? Or?
Not that I've never seen it to know, exactly what it is.
Tam, and the person that sells meat, say a grocery store, you'd call him a...
Butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't smell right or taste right anymore, you say it's...
Spoiled.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Souse meat. Mother makes that.
How's that
made? Well, some people call it pressed meat.
Pressed meat?
Uh-huh. You boil all that stuff. Of course, you've got to clean those heads so you won't take all those eyeballs and everything out. But you boil it all. And once you boil that stuff, it'll just fall into a jelly-like, and it'll just fall off the bone. And it'll be gristly, kind of have gristles in it. But then Mother, she waits for it to cool, and then she just works it until it'll be just a jelly, and it'll have this old jelly substance mixed with it that's cooked out of it. And she'll get all the bones out of it and work it into a mush, and then I think you have to pour it then into she's got a crock, she calls it. It's a big heavy bowl. And she pours it into that. And of course it's winter time when you kill hogs, so therefore it's cold outside usually. So she puts some kind of heavy plate or something over that. And by the next day or sometime, it's got cool enough that it's just like what they call pressed meat or souse meat, and you can actually slice it just like you would slice it into squares, and it looks sort of like some of this luncheon meat you buy in the stores. But I don't like these. I don't much like these. It's got a gristly stuff in it.
You ever